What age were you when you learned to cycle?
I learned to cycle when I was about 6, and my dad taught me on my green. I just cycled down it, and it took a while, but I'm really glad I did learn because I love cycling now.
I think I was 4 or 5, something like that. When I grew up in a rural area, definitely we had no public transport service, so cycling was a must to get to school, to get to friends, to get to other places, so a long time ago.
I was maybe 6 years old when I learned to cycle. My mum and dad teach me to cycle. It was hard at first, but then I got used to it and I learned. First, maybe get an adult to help you and put their hand on the seat and kind of just hold you walking.
I learned to cycle when I was about 6. I was probably a bit old, but I loved it and I loved the freedom of just getting out and I could cycle around to my friends, cycle to the local park. I didn't actually cycle to school and I always regretted it, but the rest of my career has been about promoting cycling to school. But I cycle to work now and yeah, I love it.
I don't remember what age I was when I learned to cycle, but I do remember learning to cycle without stabilisers. It was down in Galway and I did crash 1 or 2 times, but by the 5th day or something, I was able to do it pretty well.
For me, I was 3. My mum was quite eager to get me out there, but I properly learned when I was 5 once I stopped falling off. No age is too young or too old to learn, of course, and there's never been a better time to get on a bike. From Saturday, May 10th to Sunday, May 18th, it's National Bike Week here in Ireland, and we wound our way to the foothills of the Dublin Mountains, St. Comkilly's Senior National School in Knocklyon, to be exact, to meet some of their students at the launch and ask why cycling means so much to them.
Hi, I'm Leah. I'm in St. Comkilly's Senior National School. I'm in third class, room 4. I like cycling because I just love looking at all the nature and, you know, going fast around. I live in Knocklyon. Knocklyon is a great place to cycle. There's loads of smooth roads and paths and stuff like that. I'd sometimes cycle with my friends and sometimes my family. I would cycle to school the odd time. I'm cycling to school with other people most times.
My name is Owen and I am 10. I like cycling because it's very fun, a very environmentally friendly way to travel, and it's better than travelling by car. I'm on my school's Green School Committee and I think it's very important to help the planet and be environmentally friendly, and it always gets you there fast. I think this is a good school for environmental matters. There's always lots of bikes in the bike shed and loads of people walk to school. Overall, I think, yeah, kids get a lot of opportunity to say what they think. I've not been to a whole lot of schools, but like at this school, I think, yeah. I go out cycling, like, if it's in the summer, around 3 times a week or something.
Bike Week offers multiple ways to hop in the saddle and give it a go. And it's been planned by people from the National Transport Authority, Green Schools and Transport for Ireland.
Hi, I'm Finola O'Driscoll. I'm a senior programme manager in the National Transport Authority. Active travel is so important for us all. I mean, we get a bit of exercise, we get out, we meet people in our community, it reduces emissions, it reduces traffic congestion, accidents. So it's just a great way of getting around, getting your exercise and kind of doing good for the community as well.
We've made great strides in the past few years in making active travel a priority.
I'm Hugh Cregan, I'm the Chief Executive Interim of the National Transport Authority. Bike Week is really important because it encourages people and gives them the opportunity to take up cycling. And from an environmental point of view, we do need to change transport habits. Bike Week, encouraging people to go in the direction of active travel, walking and cycling, is a super promotional activity to encourage that.
Hi, my name is Nikki. I'm in 5th class. I cycle a lot going down to matches, training, and I like cycling in general. I played hurling and GA. I think Bike Week is important because it encourages more people to cycle and renew energy. If more people cycle, it's going to be like less pollution.
My name is Isalt. I'm 12 years old and I'm in 6th class in Comkills. I love cycling and I think Bike Week is really important because not everyone cycles, but everyone should have a chance to cycle for like at least a week. I cycle most days unless it's raining, then my dad would usually give me a lift. My friend, she's in 1st year now and she cycles to school too, and I think I'll probably be cycling to school as well because it's just up the road from this school and I cycle to this school anyway, so yeah.
Bike Week is so important because it's a way of focusing on cycling for 1 week a year. all through the country, so everybody's doing different events at different scales, all in every part of the country. Maybe getting on a bike when they haven't been on a bike in 20 years or so, or groups just learning how to cycle. So it's a way of celebrating cycling as a way of getting around and as a way of keeping fit and as having a bit of fun as well.
But one thing everyone acknowledges is just how busy our roads are and how it's important to plan your journey with safety in mind.
I'm pretty responsible on my bike, and that's probably because I'm the biggest son. I'm aware of other traffic on the roads and I make sure that I keep an eye out for that.
Well, you need to stop and look just where you're going and look left and right and then cross when you're ready to go. I wear a helmet all the time.
At the start of the year, we went around and observed things that could make it easier for people in Knockline to walk to school. One of the things we looked at was a crossing, which used to be blocked a small bit by a tree, so then it got changed, and yay, now it's a better crossing.
It's not always easy to cycle. The Knockline Road can be a bit dangerous sometimes because the path's so small and the cars come so fast, and like they could hit you over.
I think they should add more cycle lanes and widen some of the paths because some of them are really slim, so you can't even go past. Like
maybe reduce the amount of like cars we're making, and then more bikes.
We and the government and various other bodies have been investing heavily in the last number of years in developing a safe cycle network across the country, particularly in our urban areas. And the idea of that is to give people the opportunity to have safe cycling facilities, make it more convenient, make it more attractive, make it more usable for people of all ages. People will have seen cycle tracks developed on various roads and off-roads in their areas, and we're continuing to do that. And the intention is to get a network in place that people will be able to cycle to most significant places on a safe segregated cycling route for most of their journey. We do surveys every year of cycling uptake, particularly in the cities. That's the place we measure most of all. We have cycle counters in various other places. And what we are seeing is that where the facilities are provided, people are responding. Cycling numbers are increasing. And also when we survey the people who haven't taken up cycling yet, usually an issue for them is, provided it's a possibility to do the route, is the safety of the journey. And we're addressing that. So we know what we need to do to improve it even further. That's to develop the safer facilities on various routes, and that is happening across every city and every town in Ireland at the moment.
I love my bike, and I know I'm not alone.
I've had the bike for about a year. It's just this one over here. This is my bike. It's like, there's like loads of purple and a bit of orange and pink. It was the perfect size, and it has gears and a bell and stuff. My whole family cycles now.
I love my bike. I really love my bike. It's a Dutch bike, so it's easy to kind of sit upright on. It's an e-bike, so I can go different places on it. So I don't just travel to work on it. I can pick up the kids. I do a bit of shopping on it. I get to the beach occasionally for a bit of swimming, that sort of thing. So it's really my main mode of transport, and it's outside the house. It gets used every day.
My bike is red, and it's very fast. Now, I've had it for about 5 years. It's called the Falcon.
Is over there with the blue and green helmet on. It's red and black, my two favourite colours, which is one of the reasons I like it. I actually only got this a few weeks ago. I think I'll be able to grow into it a bit because it is a tiny bit like this much big. And yeah, I think it's a really good bike. I didn't name my bike now. You're weird to even ask.
Cycling is great. Cycling is easy, it's fun. And on Bike Week in particular, there's something for everyone. With hundreds of events across the country, from scavenger hunts to sunset cycles, there's something for every level of cyclist. Simply search for Bike Week 25 to find what's happening in your area. But remember, a bike is not just for Bike Week, it's for life.
In 15 years' time, I do think there'll be a really strong culture of cycling here. We will have a good network of safe cycling facilities, and certainly in the urban areas, journeys that people currently make by car, without a second thought, are going to be making it by cycling, in my view. You can see it in continental Europe and various places where that has happened. We're a little bit behind, but we are catching up, and we will get there in the years ahead.
You're much faster on your bike than walking, and it's a lot more funner than walking.
So it ticks all the boxes of walking, and it's faster, but walking is still good. And also, if it's a really sunny day, it's good to cycle on a bike.
It's very good form of exercise.
I think you should start cycling because say you're in traffic, like, you can't just go around the traffic. You're just not moving and you're sitting there for hours and there's nothing you can do about it really. But if you're cycling, it's always foot traffic and you're able to just go around. Yeah, why would anyone want to be stuck in a car when you can be cycling?
Ecolution is produced by Nikki Coughlin and presented by me, Evie Kenny. Don't forget to check out RTE Kids' YouTube channel to see what our panel had to say about making our cities more sustainable.
This is Anne.
RTE Junior Podcast!
For more, search RTE Kids Podcast.